Hi, I'm Russell Harrison, the CEO here at Western Health. Welcome to the COVID Catch-Ups. These are sessions where I get to catch up with small groups of staff from across Western Health in a slightly different way to normal. We ask some questions, we have some fun, answer some questions, and hopefully just have a good conversation. Hello and welcome. I'm Russell Harrison, the CEO at Western Health, and I'm here today with members of the food services team. I've got Samantha.
Hello.
Tracy.
Hello.
And Natalie.
Hello.
Who are all a little quiet and shy, but I'm sure they'll get warmed up before we start. So I just want to say a huge thank you to you being here on behalf of all your colleagues that are not here for the great work that you've been doing to support our patients and your colleagues across what have been some pretty interesting times because of COVID. So a huge thank you for that, and thank you for continuing to come to work and support patient care. That's been really important, and yeah, without it, we can't help our patients. So a huge thank you for that service that you guys have been providing. It's much appreciated. Today, we're going to have a bit of a conversation. Hopefully, it's a bit of fun and you get to relax a bit. And it's just a kind of Q&A. And if you're feeling brave, throw some questions my way. We'll start with a really gentle one. And we'll start with Natalie first because she looks the most confident. So, Natalie, how has your working life been affected by the changes brought about by COVID? Has it been any different to normal, or is it, you know, what has that felt like for you?
Well, it has come into work where we have to be wearing masks, face shields. We don't go in all of the rooms, so just standard rooms.
Tracy, how about yourself?
Yeah, probably the same as Nat. So I suppose that you're always a little bit wary now. So before you just come to work, just do what you do. But now you've got to be a lot more careful and obviously, yeah, probably the same as Nat.
And I guess it's kind of, you know, I understand the extra care piece, but I mean, you guys must also be involved in supporting other infectious patients that are under the care of Western Health throughout the year generally, not just with COVID. So is it a further sort of level of care,
it is. We're always very careful anyway, going into airborne rooms and droplet. Mm-hmm. But now, probably because of the spread, it's so much.
Yeah. And Sam,
yes.
Slightly different question for you. So, yeah, I can imagine it's been, you know, a fairly interesting time and a bit of anxiety. How have you managed to keep spirits up? Because I know as a team, the food services staff enjoy a bit of a laugh and a joke, and it's usually a pretty lively crew. So how have people managed to keep their spirits up?
Oh, when we go back into the kitchen, we normally have like a little bit of a laugh and a joke and all that sort of thing. And it sort of breaks the atmosphere and you still feel frightened. You know what's going on, but it's a bit more relaxed then, and you think, well, and it's still nice just to have a laugh and a joke and still go upstairs and still see the patients and say, hello, how are you? And that picks them up a lot too, because a lot of them don't have visitors that come in as regular now, and they do find it hard, and they just like to see the different faces that come in and say, hi, how are you? And with the masks and that, it's all like daunting, but they understand what it is, and they know it's to protect them as well as to protect us and keep us in a job.
And I guess in a sense, as you said, you're a bit of a lifeline for patients. With the reduced visitors, they're going to see your faces probably more than some of their loved ones. So I suppose that puts an extra bit of, you know, pressure on you guys to be a bit more expressive behind all the sort of safety kit.
Oh, it does in that way. And a lot of them appreciate, like a lot of them are so lovely and appreciate. They say, oh, it's lovely to see you and hello and all that sort of stuff too, because they don't get their regular visitors as regular now.
Mm.
And it just boosts them. And it's nice to see them have a smile and all that when you walk in and all that.
Because that's an important part, I guess,
of
supporting our patients.
Yes. So.
Tracy, you're a food service assistant and a diet monitor.
That's
a groovy title. What is the diet monitoring part been like in terms of the COVID? Has there been any change, or is that just normal business?
For majority of patients, normal. But obviously for any that now where we could go into droplet rooms and contact rooms, now we don't go into any. Mm. So it's not only the COVID patients, it's actually all suspected COVID. It's any patient with anything. So that's probably how it's affected that.
Okay. Sam, restrictions generally in the community are starting to lift. How is that? Yeah, are you welcoming that? Are you thinking that's good news? Are you kind of excited by getting to see family and friends again? Or
It is great in that way, yes, I am, but I'm still, like, wary, and I do get a bit concerned sometimes, with, even when you're at the shopping centres and that, and you do the right thing and stand back and then somebody's standing right on top of you.
Yeah.
Even though you're still, like, you're debugging and doing everything the right way, it's just sort of a bit confronting sometimes because some people in the community don't abide by that or, and you just sort of think, oh, you know, you're right, you're trying to do the right thing, and you just don't. And I suppose working in the hospital too, you don't want to see a second wave come through and then we go into a real big lockdown sort of thing where it becomes more serious.
And I guess because you work in the hospital, you're a bit more aware of those
yes,
sorts of things.
That's
so you're
very
probably kind
true.
Of going, oh, yeah, I don't want to
that's
see that happen.
Very true, no.
Yeah. And how about yourself, Tracy? Similar experiences?
Yeah, pretty similar to Sam, although I am enjoying going to visit my dad and my other family members, so without thinking I shouldn't be there, so that's where that's been good.
Yeah, and did you get a bit of, kind of, was it a bit stressful not being able to kind of visit family and stuff, and were they a bit more anxious because you work in a hospital?
Yeah, I think we tended to stay away
from
people, more so because we do work in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it was just a big thing, I guess, at first when we thought, oh, we're, I don't know, in my mindset I was like, yeah, definitely one of us are going to get it somewhere, but we haven't yet. So
well, fingers crossed you don't, and it's good news you haven't, so there you go.
Yeah.
Natalie?
Some people don't do social distancing.
Yeah.
Like they get really close to you, like they forget.
Do you remind them and sort of say, you know, get back on that yellow line?
Yeah,
or cross,
I would move back, but then I had a person like in Woolies, like I was like standing and she's like, and I kept on moving, she kept on coming after me.
Yeah, some people
and I was like, I'll just
in
leave
in front
just
of you.
Stay there.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Think about time travel. We can go forward 6 months. Looking back, what's the one thing you'd want to keep that you think, you know, out of all the sort of changes brought about through COVID, I'd really like to keep X given half the chance and you're allowed one of them. So why don't we start with Tracy?
Okay.
Give you guys a bit longer to think.
maybe because we're very more worried about our hand hygiene and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that would probably be a big thing. Like, yeah.
So keep the kind of focus and awareness on sort of hand hygiene and stuff.
I think so, yeah.
You're not the first person to say that. It always amazes me, working in hospitals, that people go, oh, we've got to be really aware about hand hygiene. You'd think that would be sort of normal bread and butter stuff.
Like we are, but I think we're really taking notes
I was
gonna
of say,
it
you're
now
sort of really
after everything
more.
That we do, yeah.
Okay. Sam, how about yourself? What would you want to keep?
With the hand hygiene and all that, even though we do it regular anyway, but it's a lot more conscious now and you really make sure you do that a lot more regular.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Natalie?
I would say social distancing, like still
like
to go
that.
On.
Yeah.
Like you don't know like what people have or you still don't know.
Yeah, I guess in the shops and that, someone could be stood down with cold coughing all over you and give you all sorts of nasty.
Or sneezing.
So. Yeah. Yeah, well, they've all got the new sneeze screens now and then the supermarkets and stuff, so you can hardly talk to people anymore. But yeah, but the social distancing bit.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about in a sort of in your service sense in the hospital? Have you seen anything that's changed that you think, oh, that's great, you know, we need to do more of that or keep doing that one going forward?
It's been good in that way,
but
we haven't really had to do a big change or anything. Just a couple of like with the tea round and that, we start at 7 o'clock instead of 7:30 just to sort of space it out a bit more in the kitchen so you haven't got a big group in there from 7:30 or 8 o'clock. And just things like that, just little general things like that, has just been good in that way, just to separate just a little bit more the area and all that, and that we're not on top of each other in the kitchen.
Yeah. And is that better? Do you think that's a sort of better solution, or is it out of the challenges that, the sort of unforeseen circumstance part that
I
we didn't quite work that one through because it's worked better or worse? Or?
I think it's a bit better, actually.
Oh, your colleagues are nodding in agreement vigorously. Natalie, particularly the social distancing bit. So, that's been quite positive in that sort of staggered times and stuff. And I suppose it's great that you and your colleagues have been pretty flexible about, starting a bit earlier for the tea round and sort of helping do that spacing.
Yeah, it's worked out well so far in that way.
Yeah.
It's worked out really well. And everyone's worked with it when Jane's offered different things or different times or anything like that or to do something differently. We've all taken it under our belt and moved along with it really well. So, yeah. been good.
And Tracy, pick it on that theme a bit. A few other staff groups have kind of said those different sort of shift times or start times have been really beneficial for them. Is that the case in your service for you and your colleagues around some of that increased flexibility actually works in favour of certain sort of, circumstances and life?
We've got a small area to work in, so we're always...
Banging shoulders. Yeah.
Always, yeah. So this has been, yeah.
So how have you seen food services change at Western over your time here? Because it's kind of been an interesting journey. I've been here for 7 years and seen a fair few different changes, You were at Melbourne Health, then you're in, then you're probably out again, now you're back. Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying the world of working here in the organisation?
Yes. I've been at Sunshine for 12 years.
There you go.
And I actually worked at Footscray for 12 and a half years prior to that. And just even then, from Footscray to here was a big change. And I just couldn't believe how things had changed so much in the food services area and the catering section. And it's come along in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, because it's a huge area that sort of exists slightly out of the eye line of most of the services, but a hugely important part to support clinical care and patient care.
It has. It's just moved along so much, and it's great to see, with the modern technology and everything that goes on these days compared to the older days. It's just great.
You're not that old, Sam. You're talking like it was back in the 1800s.
I also started about 7 years ago, so obviously we were upstairs in the kitchen when I first started, heating up meals in an oven and then transferring to the trolleys. Now we actually have the burr lodges as well.
Now I've heard about these mystical burr lodge trolleys. I've seen them flying around the place on various things. Are they as good as everyone raves about?
To be honest, nobody likes them.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they're heavy and we obviously all prefer the old way.
Yeah.
But obviously, I guess in practicality, they're better because they have hot and cold. So
yeah.
But yeah. No,
so harder for you guys, but probably a little bit better for our patients. So we need to find somewhere to make it a bit easier for you guys, I guess.
Yeah.
Little tugs, little robots to tug them around.
Yeah, they'd be okay if they're motorised. That would be a lot better.
Okay, fair enough. I'll take that. I'll file that one away and I'll think about that one. Natalie, how about yourself? How long have you been with food services?
Well, I've been just 2 years.
Ah, a baby in comparison then.
I'm still fresh. I haven't seen a lot of changes because I've only been here 2 years, but a lot of people, just how Tracy was saying, it's been different with how they were doing the meals before and how they're doing them now.
And I guess it's different again in Joan Kerner with the different options and the sort of... is it Tetra Pak they're called?
Or yeah, they've got them in packs, yeah.
Yeah.
They just put them in the oven just with the packs. So, yeah.
And has that been an interesting sort of change, or have you not noticed it as much?
Well, I've worked there once in Joan Kerner, so maybe a bit easier there, just the way they do them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because we've got more people plating on the belt. So, yeah.
Yes, I've seen the belt at work. That's a phenomenal pace at which those guys work at and kind of meet the plates and things. So hard work, is it? Okay.
It's good.
Anything else you guys have got to get off your chest at this point? You've got the ear of the CEO. Rarely happens, I'm sure. You've got hundreds of colleagues out there probably that say, oh, ask this question for us. Why aren't you asking him that? So we've talked about the shift legs and the kitchen space and getting a bit easier. What's one thing you'd like to say or tell me that says, if only you could do X, it would make our lives or my life that much better in a work sense? So have you got any reflections on behalf of all of your colleagues that are not here that when they hear this, they'll be screaming, why didn't you tell him that?
The big one's just the burr lodges. That's what they all would be screaming.
Okay, so we've got the burr lodge one locked away.
Yep.
Any others? Anything you want to tell us? It's a great opportunity to promote the work that you guys do. So,
myself, I'm quite happy in the workplace and quite enjoy it. So, I haven't got any complaints. But just the burr lodges would be the main thing, to make it a little bit easier. But otherwise, I quite enjoy coming here and working. And
Cool.
Well, if there's nothing further, we'll call it adieu and we'll sort of call it to a halt. So, a huge thank you from me for giving up your time and being brave on behalf of your colleagues. And please take my thanks back then for the great work that they do. It's much appreciated. So thanks and stay safe.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the COVID Catch-Ups, and please feel free to share any of these episodes with any of your colleagues who you think might be interested.